Welcome to another episode of The Mating Game. Today's species is the cardinal. Yael, you're a female cardinal and you're looking for a mate. Behind the partition are three male cardinals. Which one should you choose?
Well, Don, the partition makes answering this question difficult. Normally, if I were a female cardinal, I'd look at my prospective mate's ornamentation, like the size of his black face mask and the color of his breast plumage and of his bill.
That's right! Studies have shown the ornaments on both male and female cardinals communicate information about the bird. In fact, each ornament sends a different message so that by assessing several of them, you can get a sense of the bird's overall condition. Now, Yael, do ornaments mean the same things on males and females?
Not necessarily. For example, if you're a female, a large face mask indicates that you're good at defending your nest. But if you're a male, it indicates a lower rate of reproductive success.
Good. Then, how do scientists account for these differences?
One possible reason is that there are different pressures on males and females in terms of behavior. For example, with a female cardinal, you might want to know when in the season she first nests and how she cares for the young, qualities that are correlated with larger body size, brighter bills, and redder underwing feathers. With the male, large body size and good physical condition, qualities which help him defend territory, correlate with the color of his bill and upper breast.
Congratulations, Yael. If you were a cardinal, you'd win a romantic date for two to the bird feeder.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Jody Jawar in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.